You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. And guess what else we have out here? Besides Greg Pruitt to sign autographs, we've got food. We've got food coming out for free food. Arby's is, we've got a good supply of it here. We got the King's Hawaiian, and that's back. The Arby's,
you got some
King's
Arby's
Hawaiian
sauce?
Roast beef. Got some Arby's sauces to give away as well, bottled sauce. So this holiday season, it's all about giving the gift of Arby's, and Arby's has introduced the perfect stocking stuffer with restaurants selling these bottles. They're available. Well, we've got some here as well, like the horsey sauce, which is one of my all-time favorites. And then there's a new Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich. So come on out. There's a lot of good reasons to come by and see us here. While it lasts, some Arby's food is available. And, again, Greg Pruitt signing autographs, and you can hang out here. Nathan Zagura is back at the studio in Berea, and we want to hear from you also at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. If you've got something you want to share with us, and also tweet us at Browns_daily as well. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Nathan, the other thing about this game, it's funny how a single game, and to us what that game meant in terms of the Browns losing it and the impact that it had, because it was a game that they had won that seemingly just got ripped out of their hands. That all said, it was impactful in ways of the Rob Gronkowski injury, the T.J. Ward hit on Rob that, sure, of course, ends Rob's season and brings up questions about the target for defensive players and where they hit people. Officiating in general, of course, came up out of that game as well. Should there be some replays or challenges of the kinds of calls that were made in that game added to the challenge list? And that's going to create some controversy. I know in general the competition committee, which looks at all the games thoroughly and all the trends thoroughly, and then come the off season, they start to address why and what needs to be done to fix problems in the game. I think they've got a few to fix from this one. I really do. And I don't know that I want to see a lot of challenge flags out there, but I want a better way. I don't want to leave a stadium knowing, and you didn't have to be there to know, that poor call was made, and to have Mike Pereira, the former head of officiating, confirm as much and have other ex-officials voice their disapproval of the calls that were made.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but at some point, you know, where does it stop? Part of the deal is, I think in any sport, you do have some human error, and some of these things are judgment calls, and I don't think there's really any way to legislate judgment calls. I think that they are, with all the head trauma issues, and I know they're trying to protect the players with player safety. It's an interesting debate, though, because I've talked to many former players about this as well, and they say they would all rather be hit in the head than in their knees. They say their knees are their ability to make money, their knees are their ability to play. There's no protection on their knees, whereas the most advanced piece of technology that they wear on their body is on the head with the helmet. So it's an interesting thing that the way that they're legislating, you have no where do you hit somebody now? Pretty soon, yeah, it is going to be almost like a baseball strike zone that is an acceptable place to hit somebody, yeah, and that's going to be tough. We just saw, and I don't think it's any coincidence, that this was the highest scoring weekend in the history of the National Football League. More touchdowns were scored, right, because the rules are changing and evolving, and they continue to favor offensive football.
216-578-0850. Want to hear from you. We're going to hear from Cody now in Eden, Ohio. Hello, Cody.
What up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
All right. I just want to say first that I'm a big fan of the show, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to take my phone call.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
But I just want to say that I think it's terrible that T.J. Ward, now people's viewing him as a dirty player because he hit Gronk low. I mean, what's he supposed to do? You can't hit him high because how the rules are, you can't hit a player high or you'll get flagged. And I certainly feel terrible for Gronk, and I hope he can recover, but TJ's not a dirty player. And
no,
I think it's a shame that he's viewed that way now.
I don't know that he necessarily is, Cody.
I haven't heard much of that, yeah.
You know, I think there's some I'm hearing balance on that, and thank you for the call. Now, I've heard more than my share of Patriot fans, Gronk fans, express their disapproval of the hit by Ward and call him dirty and call the play dirty. But I've heard many more people, not just Browns people or Ward fans. I'm talking objective types who follow, and very knowledgeable people who follow this league, who said just what Nathan said with regard to the challenges that defenders face now in terms of their target zone. T.J. Ward, you go back to his rookie year in 2010, a lot of his hits were in the upper regions of players. He's been that kind of player because of how he's been kind of taught to play, hitting high. He's had to adjust his game to take it to that lower level. He was not a guy who would have – you go back to his rookie year, and if the enforcement had been, you know, it was now what it was then or whatever, T.J. Ward is going high, not low, on Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, I think that's very true, and it's a lot of players feel that they have to go low in order to avoid the penalties and in order to avoid the fines that come with going high, and it's the evolution of the game, and they're going to have to legislate something else now, which is going to, again, make it tougher on the defenses. And I know Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is an advocate of everybody wearing knee braces at all times, but, you know, these players are interested in speed. They don't want to all be wearing knee braces, so it really is a tough situation. The NFL, for one reason, you know, obviously player safety being the main one, has gotten themselves into a position where you're going to see more ACL injuries, more people go down due to hits, due to like that one, because that's the way the game is being legislated, that you play and the way that you hit.
Vic Carucci here at Liberty Ford in Maple Heights, and we are broadcasting. It's 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Come on out and see us. We got Greg Pruitt here signing autographs. We got free food from Arby's, and I can tell you that this is a big deal today because the head honcho of Liberty is here. He's within a few feet shaking hands with Greg Pruitt right now. Jim Herrick is on hand as well. This is a big deal. That's why we're here. I love the showroom because it is as large, I believe it's the largest showroom of its kind for an auto dealership anywhere, not just in the state of Ohio. But this is a massive place and a fun place to come out. And they got it nicely decorated with some blue, you know, Christmas decorations kind of hanging from the ceiling, little blue snowflakes hanging over the Ford F-150s that are to my right. We've got some Explorers and Escapes and Flexes to my left, all kinds of beautiful new vehicles donning this showroom. And we want you to come on out and join us while we're here till 3 p.m. At this broadcast. And we also want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_Daler. Going to have, by the way, going to have with us Greg Pruitt joining the show at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, let us take another call here. Nathan, what do we got on the line?
We got Toby in Toby. Cleveland joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's up, Toby?
Hi, guys. My question is there any chance that they're ever going to relax the rules on the defensive backs a little bit? Because, you know, I know the emphasis is on scoring now, but it seems like every time there's a incomplete pass, you're looking to see where the flag is, because it's like the defensive backs can't, you know, they're so handicapped in what they're allowed to do now.
Yeah. I don't know that there's going to be a relaxing of it, but here is the biggest problem. It's the inconsistency. And it's funny that, ironically, on the Browns pregame show on Sunday, I was at field level doing my second of the two hits before the game, and I brought up, in response to a question, I think Jeff Phelps had asked me about this, the question about officiating and the hits that are being made, and Gerard Cherry, also we talked about this. And I said the inconsistency is what concerns me. And we saw that unfold, did we not, in that game? I'm not saying I wanted to be prophetic on something like that, but that is exactly what
has happened. Because it's a judgment call. It's not. There is not a clear violation that is legislated that is the violation. Do you know what I mean? It comes down to human error in many cases, and an error was made that cost the Browns dearly at the end of that game.
And human judgment, right, Nathan? I mean, we're talking about the idea that you go overboard. Some crews, I think, are still going to be more aggressive in making those calls for fear that they're not being aggressive enough, while others, and especially in the latter stages of the game, those critical moments, you know, you want to be really, really, really sure when you're going to make a call like that that is going to ultimately decide the outcome of the game.
There is no question about it. And that's the thing that I think an official needs to weigh. When I throw this flag, I'm basically deciding the outcome of the game at this point. And I think that's something that they need to think a little bit more about. But you're right. It is an inconsistent thing. Certain crews will call more pass interference penalties than other crews. And it just becomes a very difficult thing for the league to legislate, because these are passing offenses. The ball's being put up in the air more than it's ever been put in the air before. Teams are running more plays. They've gotten into that kind of sugar huddle, hurry up, a lot of no huddle at the line of scrimmage. So there are more plays, more opportunities for these penalties, and we're seeing more of them this season.
All right, we are going to be joined shortly by Greg Pruitt, former Browns great, who is here signing autographs, posing for pictures, available. And where is here? Here is the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got free Arby's food while it lasts to give away. Come on out and grab a sandwich. A lot of great Arby's choices that are here, and we encourage you to check that out. Also the Arby's signature sauces. My favorite being the horsey sauce, but you can get that and the other barbecue sauce that's available here. It's just my personal favorite. That's all. What's your favorite, Nathan?
Definitely Arby's sauce.
The Arby's sauce is darn good, too. Tried and true. The King's Hawaiian Roast Beef Sandwich, all kinds of good stuff to come on out and enjoy. So we want you to be here. Greg Pruitt coming up next. Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.